is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. The Earth's moon is not the largest moon in our solar system, and there are two moons larger than the planet Mercury. These are Jupiter's Ganymede and Saturn's Titan. Jupiter's Callisto and Io are smaller than Mercury, but both larger than our moon, and Neptune's moon, which is called Triton, is bigger than Pluto. What I want to talk about today is Saturn's second largest moon, Enceladus, which has a radius of 252 kilometres. The neat thing about this moon is that it has an ocean beneath the icy shell, and recent data analysis reveals that it rises nearly to the surface in some places. Measurements by NASA's Cassini spacecraft indicate that as little as 2 kilometres of ice may cover the ocean in the moon's south polar region. If Enceladus's underground sea is really as close to the surface as this study indicates, then a future mission to this moon carrying an ice-penetrating radar-sounding instrument might be able to detect it. In 2005, Cassini, which is a probe sent to examine Saturn, discovered jets of water ice, organic molecules, and other material blasting into space from four large tiger-striped fissures near Enceladus's south pole. Scientists think this stuff is coming from the underground ocean, which is believed to be in contact with Enceladus's rocky mantle. Such discoveries have led most astrobiologists to regard Enceladus as one of the solar system's best bets to host alien life, along with the Jupiter moon Europa, which also harbours an ocean beneath its icy shell. For the new study, the researchers analysed observations that Cassini made of a 500-kilometre swathe of ground just north of the Tiger Stripes. The probe made these observations using its radar instrument during a November 2011 flyby of Enceladus. The radar data suggests that temperatures a few metres below the surface in this area are between minus 213 to minus 223 degrees Celsius. That's extremely cold, obviously, but it's 20 degrees warmer than scientists had predicted. The new results are broadly consistent with the findings of a 2016 study by a different research team, which was based on Cassini measurements of Enceladus's gravity and shape, as well as the way the moon wobbles. This study determined that the ocean is 18 to 22 kilometres thick on average, but near Enceladus's south pole, things get mighty thin. After almost 20 years in space, the Cassini mission will end on September the 15th, 2017. But before that, the spacecraft is set to perform some funky moves. On April the 22nd this year, Cassini will leap over the rings to begin its final series of daring dives between the planet and the inner edge of the rings. This is the Cassini grand finale. After 22 of these orbits, each taking 6 days to complete, the spacecraft will plunge into the upper atmosphere of the gas giant planet, where it will burn up like a meteor, ending the epic mission to the Saturn system. As it plunges past Saturn during the grand finale, Cassini will collect some incredibly rich and valuable information that the mission's original planners might never have imagined in the first place when they designed this mission. The spacecraft will make detailed maps of Saturn's gravity and magnetic fields, revealing how the planet is arranged on the inside and possibly helping to solve the irksome mystery of just how fast the interior is rotating. It will vastly improve our knowledge of how much material is in the rings, bringing us closer to understanding their origins. Cassini's particle detectors will sample icy ring particles being funneled into the atmosphere by Saturn's magnetic field, and its cameras will take amazing ultra-close images of Saturn's rings and clouds, so we've got those to look forward to. No other mission has ever explored this unique region so close to the planet. And if you're wondering why the craft is going to dive into Saturn, well, it's less messy that way. We don't want to leave bits of debris floating uncontrollably around the solar system, which might contaminate Saturn's other moons. It's unlikely, but it could do, and these moons, we think, may harbour prebiotic life. If you want to look at Saturn right now, it doesn't rise until close to midnight, but hangs around until 2 p.m. the next day, and is always lovely to look at. If you've got a little telescope, then you'll be able to see its rings. And if you want to know more about this sort of thing, then go along to the observatory on the 25th of March, when it's an open night at 8 o'clock, to hear Dr. Michelle Kluver talk about hidden features, discovery space in a reluctant universe. That's at 8 p.m. on the 25th of March in the observatory. In observatory. Okay, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FM.